Opposition leader Laurent Gbagbo insists he won the election, but junta leader General Robert Gayi has declared himself the winner and dissolved the Electoral Commission. Today, a key junta member resigned and threw his support behind Gbagbo. NPR's Kenneth Walker is in Abidjan, Ivory Coast capital. Good morning.
Good morning where you are, Renee. I think this is a pretty dicey situation here. There are thousands of protesters roaming the streets of Abidjan. It's erecting barricades at almost every corner, setting bonfires, and engaged in running rock and bottle throwing battles with the troops who are responding with gunfire, some of which you may be able to hear. There also appear to be serious cracks in the support in the junta for General Gay, one of the most hardline members of the coup of the junta. The Minister of Communications, Captain Henri Sama, told NPR News that he had resigned this morning. He's urging other members of the military to arrest General Gay. He says he believes General Gay will be driven from office within hours. He said that he believes, and many in the military believe, that opposition leader Laurent Gbagbo won the election and that they resent General Gay's attempts to steal it. But right now, the situation is very volatile. There's also some signs that some soldiers, some all of the gendarmes, local police, seem to be siding with the demonstrators. There are a couple of grenades there. That's the situation mainly here. Pretty volatile situation.
Well, Kenneth, it sounds, from what you can hear, it sounds incredibly volatile. Can I just back you up just a moment and say, is there any way to tell who actually won Sunday's election, or is that moot at this point?
I think you can make certain deductions. One is the preliminary official results before the troops stormed the Electoral Commission and the rest of the commissioners had the opposition leader ahead. Not only the opposition leader Gbagbo, but some of the other opposition parties who were boycotting the election had people at the polls, and all of their counts show Gbagbo winning the election. Also, it would seem if General Gay was really winning the election legitimately, we wouldn't be standing here now in the midst of bullets, grenades, and protesters.
You've already described the scene a little bit. We can hear it. But where is that gunfire coming from?
Gunfire is coming from the troops. Hundreds, thousands of protesters will push toward the troops. We're standing right next to the U.S. Embassy, which is where most of this is going on. None of it's directed at the embassy, but the television station, state television station, is just a couple of blocks away, and the troops are surrounding this area. And as the crowd moves toward them, throwing rocks and bottles, the troops respond with gunfire. That's the situation we have here now.
And are you okay?
By the grace of God, I'm fine so far.
Well, let me just add one last quick question. What's taking place in Ivory Coast now seems to have some parallels with, although much more violent than the street demonstrations in Yugoslavia. Is there any way at this juncture to know how it's going to come out?
The violence, for the most part, apart from the rock and bottle throwing of the demonstrators, which also occurred in Belgrade, is coming from the troops. And apparently the troops in Belgrade were used to fire for the most part. So far, that's not been the case here. But as I say, there are apparently growing cracks in the military support for General Gay, and who knows where this is going to wind up before the day is out.
Kenneth, take care of yourself. NPR's Kenneth Walker speaking with us from the capital, Abidjan of Ivory Coast.